Saigon Red by Gregory C. Randall. Performed by Sadie Alexandru. In the pre-dawn fog that drifted off the Saigon River, Detective Tran Pan leaned against the door of his white Toyota police cruiser and inhaled deeply. The stench of rotting vegetation, oily smoke, and burnt wood filled his nose. He'd hoped that the smoke from his cigarette would mask the smells. He looked at the gray-black clouds lit by the buildings of Ho Chi Minh City, then checked his watch. Sunrise would be in less than an hour. Walking through the narrow gap between the warehouses, he reached the skeletal remains of a burnt-out Humvee. Firemen were pulling hoses down across the cracked asphalt. "Where's the body?" he asked, looking down at the debris strewn about the alley.
"Just past the burnt vehicle, detective," answered the fire captain.
"Thanks." The call about a vehicle and structure fire had come in an hour earlier. All routine. It had been the follow-up call about the body found at the scene that made him turn the Toyota around and head across the Saigon River to District 7, Ho Chi Minh City's main port. On his way there, he'd received the second report of yet another body found. There at the port, the decaying remains of old warehouses still stood, many built during the war, when the Americans had made this the largest and most active port in Southeast Asia. The alley vibrated with the idling noise of the fire truck parked next to the blistered and charred Humvee. In the gloom, the truck's flashing overhead lights filled the space with the silent yet bizarre light show. Pan washed his flashlight over the remains. The body was male, possibly Anglo. One of the legs was missing. Pan moved the flashlight beam around the perimeter and spotted the severed leg a few meters away at the base of the warehouse wall. He flashed the light down the alley and looked at the exterior walls of the warehouse. Clean. No graffiti even. Surprising for this part of the city. The far corner of the building was twisted and collapsed. Another fire engine continued to stream water on the burnt ruin. Steam rose, mixed with the heavy air, and transformed into a yellow haze that mixed with the fog drifting in from the river.
"The other body, it's inside the warehouse?"
Pan asked, turning to one of the policemen watching the firemen.
"Yes, Detective Pan. The door was open when we arrived. After discovering the body in the alley, we searched the building. That's where we found a second. Then we were stopped and told to leave the building. Something about diplomatic sovereignty."